All right, everybody, I'm afraid that we have a very serious problem on our hands. The President of the United States seems to be in a full-blown mental health crisis, and day by day, it is getting worse. He spent hours and hours posting AI slop on social media yesterday, almost as if he were in his own reality, entering psychosis. My grandparents' dog behind me is currently struggling to get across, but either way, Donald Trump entered psychosis yesterday, posted dozens and dozens of AI photos from 11 a.m. to noon, to 3 p.m., to 4 p.m., to 5 p.m. The 25th Amendment needs to be invoked immediately. And the biggest problem is the way that this is manifesting into our current policy. If we had a roaring economy and we were the most well-liked country on the globe, then it's fine if the president wants to post memes once in a while. But we are currently in a situation where we are being strangled by Iran as they have a chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Donald Trump has pushed aside all of our core allies. He's tariffed the EU for no reason and then threatened to increase those tariffs if they didn't give us Greenland. Donald Trump is directly threatening our allies and being nice to our enemies, rolling out the red carpet for them. And now these AI psychosis manic episodes that he goes on are incredibly despicable. It's like he has no reality tests around him. He has no walls to push back on him. And that's why he's posting all of these AI photos. That's why they're currently covering up the deaths of four different service members who died during Trump's Iran war, because this entire administration is psychotic and it's being led by this man. So a friend of the show, Harry Sisson, did a brilliant job breaking down Donald Trump's mental health episode that he had on social media just yesterday. We're going to break this down. We're going to talk about the soldiers that were killed. And I also just want to start with Lindsey Graham actually having a new video released after he died, a post-mortem video released of him reacting to Donald Trump's initial strikes on Iran. As always, if you want to keep up to date with the videos while I'm on vacation, make sure you click the notification bell below next to the subscribe button. It will ping you whenever I post on vacation, which may be a little bit less, but each video will be packed with more and more. Let's start off with this. Harry Sisson points out, Trump is having a mental health episode on social media right now. He's been posting nonstop all day. 11:16 a.m. AI photo of Caitlin Collins as Dylan Mulvaney. 11:43 a.m., AI image attacking Bruce Springsteen. 3:22 p.m., AI art installation of Trump throwing a Trump 2028 hat. And then I'm going to stop reading the full time, but just keep track of it on screen. 3 p.m., photo of him standing next to a TV with Biden's final Oval address playing. 3 p.m., AI art of him giving a speech at the White House Correspondents' Center. AI photo of Chris Christie. AI image attacking Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. Trump 2028 poster. AI image. AI poster. AI image of him taking over Iranian oil tanker. AI image of him taking over Iranian oil tanker number 2. Then another one. Then AI image of Iranian ship being blown up. Then AI image of him taking over an Iranian oil tanker number 4. You know what I'm beginning to think? Does our president think that we're fighting and winning this war because he's only consuming AI images? Let's actually go over to his Truth Social real quick and just look at these. So he's posting an AI image of someone screaming with a Trump 2028 mug, a Trump 2028 AI image, a fake image of him and Kennedy. What's even the point of this? Isn't this why the 25th Amendment was created? For when a president is losing track of reality? AI image, panic in DC. What the absolute hell? When do we get onto the Iranian parts? Because I want to see, does our president actually just think the Iran war is being won because he's consuming a bunch of AI images? Oh my God, it just loaded and it's even worse than I could have imagined. It's an image of Trump looking over a stealth jet and it says Iran on both sides being blown up. Goodbye, engine room. And it's a tanker with an Iranian flag. The reality is, Iran is the one striking ships in the Strait of Hormuz, or at the very least, just pointing missiles at the Strait of Hormuz, therefore closing it down. This says, Guardian Angels of the World. It's the same exact image of before, they just removed Trump from the image. Oh wait, it's another one, Guardians of the World. What is even happening here? This is more psychotic when you're actually looking at the photos that he made. America First. And it's a bunch of presidents standing next to Donald Trump. Then it's a Trump 2028 hat. then it's him driving some sort of tanker. This is our oil tanker now, just posting himself as a pirate. Who is doing this for him? No more engines. It's our oil tanker now. This is some insane stuff. Back to Harry Sisson's breakdown. AI image of him cosplaying as a Navy commander. Same minute. AI image of him smoking a cigar wearing a Trump 2028 hat. Hey, we just saw that one. AI poster of him with founding fathers. Weird photo of him standing behind a pillar. AI image of him saying Guardians of the World. Another AI image of Guardians of the World. Another AI image. Photo of him giving a speech. Fake photo of him in JFK. It goes on for hours and hours and hours. This is exactly what the 25th Amendment was developed for. Let me show you this clip of Lindsey Graham that is just now going viral. Speaking of all these warmongering neocons, Lindsey Graham was the number one warmongering neocon. And this Wall Street Journal documentary that they were filming is now going viral because you get to see his real-time reaction to Donald Trump's invasion and war against Iran that he launched in joint coordination with Israel back on February 28th, in which has now spiraled into a 150-day disaster that is costing us hundreds of billions of dollars. Take a look at this.
Half has been knocked out now. Their missile count is going way down.
No.
Amazingly,
they're hitting countries. Look what we've done here.
I know.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how long have we been pushing this?
I mean, you've been pushing this for years, right?
Right. It's here. I talked to Trump this morning.
It's literally...
Oh, he's Jack. Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done. He loves blowing stuff up. So, you know, there are a lot of people inside didn't want to do it. So I've had my challenges. But President Trump, when he gets into the zone, he listens, he asks good questions, you know, no tweeting. He has done nothing. He hadn't tweeted much at all. No drama. He's been a great wartime president. I said last night that Trump and Bibi are like Roosevelt and Churchill.
Bruh. Are we joking here? Churchill, who's known for helping end World War II, is like Bibi Netanyahu, who's starting another war in the Middle East every single day. And you're going to say that Trump has been fine on social media. I mean, I guess Lindsey Graham isn't around today to see what Trump is doing, but Trump was never fine on social media. He was saying one day we were going to bomb every last Iranian and wipe out the civilization. Then the next day he'd say it's unconditional surrender that we're going for. And then the next day he would be saying that we're near peace, so we're almost about to achieve a deal. It was incoherent slop every single day, just like what he's posting now. Did he just post the same AI photo two times in a row? It's our oil tanker now with an Iranian flag and him being a pirate. And then he posts another one above, but they just added two Arab-looking men being ejected from the same ship. Wait, oh, there's a third version of it too. Oh my God. There's a third version of it without the US guys. They're just posting every iteration now. What is happening here? Strike on Karg. And it's a photo of them blowing up Karg Island to smithereens, which would eject the entire global oil market into a crisis. It just wouldn't be good. Him putting on another hat. This is exactly what the 25th Amendment was created for. And on top of all of this warmongering coming from Lindsey Graham, who's just, he was eclectic that Iran was being bombed, not thinking about the long-term consequences. Between all of this warmongering, we now have the covering up of deaths overseas. The Pentagon has been strategically changing the classification of certain soldiers' deaths in order to try to hide them, downplay them, or have them not really count. The Pentagon lists 4 killed in Iran under overseas operations casualties on website. Even the way that Donald Trump speaks about these deaths is so incredibly crude. Here is him on the tarmac just a few days ago, right before the dignified transfer. And when he's on the tarmac, he gets asked question after question about these 4 soldiers that died, and he keeps giving these really terrible answers. Let's listen in.
To honor our heroes, and they are indeed great heroes, actually. They said, and all of them said very strongly, we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
By the way, he's just putting words in soldiers' mouths right there. Our country is being overrun by neocons who were aged 76 to 86. I mean, Lindsey Graham passed away in office. And listen, I'm never going to celebrate the death of somebody just because I disagree with them. That's just not who I am. It's not appropriate for this channel. But I will say, there is a broad systematic problem with older politicians clinging onto power while younger people are underrepresented in politics. And it's also manifests in Mitch McConnell, who is currently clinging on to his Kentucky Senate seat, even though he hasn't been able to attend a vote in 2 months and hasn't been seen in like 45 days at this point. But to continue on with this video of Trump.
We won't have a nuclear weapon. So we're going to honor them?
Do you have an update on the investigation as to how they were killed in Jordan?
No, they're doing that. That'll be released.
You know what? It was Iran targeting barracks.
I don't know. Well, they're going to pay a big price. They're being decimated.
Is that report inaccurate?
Yeah, please.
Sir, what do you say to families of these fallen soldiers when Americans are wrongly against this war? How do you ask them?
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war.
Sometimes it's hard to hear the reporters' questions next to the airplanes because of how loud it is. I'll have my editor do the best job possible of making sure that it's all evened out. And by the way, drop a like for the Mockler Media editors. They are working their asses off. But what the reporters are saying are great points. They asked about the lives lost, and then they said, "Sir, this was supposed to take 4 to 6 weeks. We are now nearing like 20 plus, 25 weeks. And Donald Trump says, well, we're now on a more important mission. And then he puts words in the dead soldiers' mouths and says, they all said Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Then he tries to downplay the war in its entirety and says Iran has been decimated. It can't both be true that their missile capacity has been decimated and that they are also using missiles to continue to kill U.S. soldiers that are then being covered up. But the Pentagon website that informs the public about the dead and wounded in military conflicts now lists 4 service members killed in Jordan and Iraq under overseas operations casualties, separate from 14 other service members who have been killed during the war with Iran. So Trump started a war with Iran in an illegal and unconstitutional manner because he thought it would only last 30 days. He brags, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. It's going to be 4 to 6 weeks, he tells the American people. It then ends up being over 150 days and counting. It's still going on to this day. But he needs congressional approval after 60 days. So they act like they've won the war. They reclassify the war. Then they reclassify and hide all of the deaths that have happened after that 60-day mark. It is very cynical and disgusting and despicable. And honestly makes me sick to my stomach that these neocon warmongers are still in power. Here's Netanyahu on Fox News yesterday.
That ratio in Gaza, because the last thing we want is genocide. In fact, we want to hit the terrorists, not the civilians that they use as human shields. And we're very successful in doing that in Lebanon.
What's that quote from 1984? The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. That is exactly what is happening right here. Netanyahu was saying the last thing we want is a genocide, when he is the one that is not only committing a genocide, but he's also taking over the West Bank. He's just taking over land like Vladimir Putin. He's an evil human being who does not care if he breaks ceasefires in Lebanon with Gaza, with Iran. He's broken multiple ceasefires for the United States in a row, and it's despicable. It's despicable. It needs to be called out. Now, to go back to this, the other 14 deaths appear in the database as casualties of Operation Epic Fury. At one point last week, the 4 service members' deaths also appeared on that list. By last Thursday, their names no longer appeared there, but the database said that 14 were killed in the war with Iran as opposed to 18. Now, it's very essential to point out, the administration also hid the fact that these strikes in Jordan even happened for about a week. They reportedly don't have to disclose the reports until a death happens. So once a death happened, or multiple deaths happened, they then began to disclose that there had been strikes in the prior weeks that they were trying to cover up in the first place. So let's just think about this. While Donald Trump is being very transparent about his psychosis and cognitive decline by posting different versions of AI slop, just fake AI slop, We have no transparency regarding how the war is actually going on the ground in Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, all of our allied countries that neighbor Iran, which we started a war with. Trump is just posting all of this. And I guess I want to end it off with this question. How many of his supporters do you think this is real? There's obviously a non-zero amount of MAGA supporters in the United States who are dumb as hell and think that all of these photos are real in some capacity. I would say probably a few dozen, maybe even a few hundred Trump supporters think all of these photos are real. Trump himself probably thinks these photos are real and is probably basing the Iran war off of them. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Atomocracy feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I'm going to be posting a lot less over the next few days as I'm on vacation, but turn on post notifications because every once in a while, I'll pop into my little corner studio, break something down for 15 minutes, shoot it off to the editors. It's really no biggie. I love being here with you all, and I'm glad that you guys have my back as well. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.